This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. The annual I Heart Unions campaign in the UK this month was even more successful than last year, when workers in the country were mobilised to fight a viciously anti-Labour trade union act. The week-long I Heart campaign, Heart, as in my heart is with the unions, was kicked off by TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady. Paul Nowak, the TUC Deputy General Secretary, described some of the highlights of the week.
Hi, my name is Paul Nowak and I'm the Deputy General Secretary of the TUC. Last year when we ran the first ever Heart Unions Week, it played a really important part in helping us mitigate some of the worst elements of the Trades Union Act, and it brought the whole TUC family of unions together at a difficult time for working people. This year, Heart Unions 2017 has been an even bigger success than last year. Last week we launched the week with a meeting in the House of Commons with the trade union group of MPs. On Wednesday last week we trended on Twitter. On Thursday, Francis and Amy Lame hosted a big workplace meeting bringing together union activists and members from right across the country. We had a group of young members meet the Mayor of Bristol to talk about the positive work of unions. We had a group of union members take photographs of themselves with Heart Unions campaign material on Coronation Street. And TUC staff even wrote a song about Heart Unions Week. But the most important thing that happened was that we saw hundreds and hundreds of workplace meetings and events, community events, campaigning days, taken forward by unions right across the country. All of our 53 unions working together to promote the positive message of unions. So I want to thank each and every single union member that was involved in Heart Unions Week for all the effort that they put in. And I want to ask you to do just one more thing. If you're not a union member already, join a union. See the difference that a union can make in your workplace. And if you are a union member, talk to somebody else, a friend, a colleague, a workmate, about the value of trade unions, the difference that unions can make in your workplace. I am absolutely convinced our ability to influence employers, our ability to influence politicians and policymakers, our ability to make a difference for working people in this country depends on more people joining our movement, getting active in our movement and speaking up to say, I Heart Unions. Once again, thanks very much and carry on all the brilliant campaigning work.
Worldwide demonstrations are being held in support of bank workers in the United States trying to form unions. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seymoury Ainsborough reports.
Thousands of workers around the world are holding demonstrations today in support of bank workers in the United States who are trying to unionize. The American workers are employed by Santander, one of the largest banks in the world. Santander, which made a profit of more than $7 billion last year, has 200,000 employees worldwide. Demonstrations on behalf of the U.S. workers have been held in Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Chile, Spain, Italy, Portugal, and Germany. Meanwhile, workers in the U.S. delivered letters to the company's executives today demanding the right to form a union. They are also asking for an end to unethical, discriminatory, and racist practices at the global banking giant. Helping to organize the worldwide demonstrations in favor of the American Santander workers is UNI, the Global Union for Skills and Services. UNI General Secretary Philip Jennings told the media, around the world, bank employees have established unions which have given them decent working conditions and a voice on the job. The time has come for those rights to be respected in the USA. This is Seymoury Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Yo, I've been hearing a lot of trash talk about unions, saying these ain't the friends to be choosing, out for themselves, not for others. You might have heard unions ain't good for your health, brother. Well, let me spit it for you, got something to say. It's because of unions, we got an 8-hour workday. This ain't no commercial break, my friend. Unions are the peeps who brought you the weekend. Probably never think about it, la-di-da-di. Unions fought hard for your right to party. They're out there to ease your tension with decent wages, healthcare, and pensions. Now it's like unions blamed for bad weather. But tell me what's wrong with solidarity forever. I want to shout it on high and get it off my chest. The story here is fighting for those who have less. So when unions are bad guys in the propaganda war, think what they've done, where they stand, who they fight for.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.